Mr. Acid.
Acid in the house.
Mr. Acid.
That's Jonathan Acid to you.
Okay. Johnny, Jonathan, Mr., Captain, you've been called many acidic names.
Convict.
Convict, Acid. Anyways, Fifi Acid.
Right, that's, okay. That's what I go
right.
by. Yeah.
All right, so look, I can't get over one thing.
What's that?
This gun issue.
Oh, yeah.
The gun issue, Acid. Okay, what's your opinion? Should a trucker carry her or should he not?
I think he should be allowed to carry like a squirt gun.
Okay, would he be squirting acid? Pardon the pun.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's a good idea.
No, I'm being serious for a second. I know it's not easy for you, but do you believe a truck driver has the right to defend him or herself?
Well, yeah. I mean, I was in the military. Of course I'm pro-gun.
You know, with all that, I mean, I seen this little...
Even though I can't carry one.
Right, exactly. You're not a carrier.
I can't be. No, I can't vote either.
He is a carrier. But anyways, so check it out. I seen this little show the other day. Couple people doing some trucker show.
Mm-hmm.
I won't make the comment on them. They're trying. Anyway, so one guy is like, he 100% believes that truckers should not be able to have a gun in a commercial vehicle. But what I'm talking about, any truck driver, man or woman, out there in their life trying to make a living, and all of a sudden they're, let's say, parked somewhere. Because, you know, it's no secret that over-the-road truckers have to park and sleep in their truck. 99% of us that were out there on the road or are out there, we pull into sometimes not so safe places. I myself, Mr. Acid, have slept under the BQE. Do you know what the BQE is?
Is it like the DQ?
No, it's not Dairy Queen. The BQE stands for Brooklyn Queens Expressway.
Oh, that's probably not a good place to park.
Right. You know, you go over the Verrazano Bridge, and then you get off on one of those exits, and I've slept under there.
Were you packing?
I was not packing. You know, I just wasn't. In fact, it was back in the day when everybody thought it was illegal to carry a firearm.
Well, I don't think you can carry one in New York. I don't think you're allowed to.
Well, and you know, that's true, too. And that's probably a good... And actually, you're really right about that. Now, and this is what I'm getting at. The laws almost should be the same for everybody everywhere. If I was elected president of the United States of America, that's one of the things I would really try to change. First off, there should be one age for everything that's considered adult. Would you not agree with that? Let's start there.
Yeah, drinking, carrying guns, voting, all that crap. Yeah.
Right. You first off, I think you can be 17... What? How old do you have to be to have sex?
18.
18. Okay, there you go. Anybody under 18, you guys are in trouble. But anyway, so check this out. You've got to be 18 to vote.
Right.
You got to be 18 to sign yourself into the military, but your family can sign you in at 17, I think.
That's correct.
You got to be 21 to drink an alcoholic beverage.
Not in every state.
No, they're all 21 now. There were some that were 18. I don't think there's any that are under 21.
Oh, because I grew up in Pennsylvania. We used to drive to Ohio and West Virginia to drink.
West Virginia, they don't even have an age limit there. But the rest of the country is all 21. But I'm serious. New Jersey used to be 18. And Vermont was 18 when I lived in New Hampshire. We'd go, obviously, I lived right on the border. And I was 18. So, you know, where we went to St. Johnsbury, Vermont, and went to the clubs.
Is it 18 for guns everywhere, or is it 21 anywhere?
It's 21 to have a carry permit, okay? And then the rules change, okay? And they should. Okay, but let me just say this. I think there should be a universal, at least a United States age limit that says when I'm an adult, I'm entitled to my adult rights. I could drink a beer. I can go in the service. I can vote. I can do all that. Or at 18, okay? I can drink a beer. I can vote. I can go in the service. And die for my country, all this stuff. And that's one of the things that gets me is the fact that a truck driver, or not a truck driver, but a man or a woman can go into the service and take a bullet in the head for their country, but they can't legally have a beer. It's kind of stupid, wouldn't you? Would you not agree? I'm allowed to get shot for you, but I can't drink a beer with you.
You know what the funny thing is about that? If you're in the military and you're on a military base, no matter where it is, it's 18. So if you're in a state where, well, it used to be that way. I don't know if it's still the way.
I don't think it is, Acid. I think it's 21.
Well, I retired a million years ago.
But anyway, so, and I don't want to get too far off the track, but this really goes hand in hand with everything we're talking about, because we're in such a screwed up, I don't want to say a screwed up country, because I wouldn't want to live in another country. I love my country, but we're in such a screwed up society that, you know, we've got different rules for different things. And we say you're mature enough to do this, but you're not mature enough to do that. I would say if you're mature enough to do one of those adult things, you should be mature enough to do them all. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you can drive an 18-wheeler, you should be able to pack. Second Amendment.
Okay, so now we go to the gun law. You got to be 21 to carry a gun. Now, of course, they run criminal backgrounds and obviously felons. And you would know that, Acid. Let's be honest. We joke around that you're a felon, but you really are. You're a convicted felon.
That's correct.
You cannot own a gun. In fact, you can't even...
Proud of it, too.
Would I be wrong in stating you can't even have a gun in your house? Like, your wife can't own one and have it in the house because you're a felon.
That's correct. Now, I can have a compound bow, but I can't have a crossbow. I can have a slingshot, too.
Yeah. Slingshot. Johnny Acid in his slingshot. But so, it's a little messed up. And don't get me wrong. I believe that, you know, you get a guy with a bribery felony or a guy with a withholding evidence felony versus a guy that is an armed rob felon or a murderer. I mean, I would almost think that should be maybe looked at in a way that, okay, the guy with the armed robbery, we might not want him having a gun, but the guy that, you know, maybe forged a check and got a felony over it, he can't own a gun, right? That's correct.
That's correct.
Felony's a felony.
I could actually petition to get my gun rights back because of, you know, what I got charged for, but honestly, I'm just too lazy.
So we go back to this deal that I seen the other day, this show on truckers. And this guy saying,
right,
he does not believe that truck drivers should be allowed to carry. Now, I will tell you, thank God.
He's an idiot.
I would agree with you. Thank God, though, that we are allowed to. There's nothing in the law at all that says we cannot have a gun in our trucks. I'm telling you, there is nothing in.
Hold on. I have a question about that.
Go ahead.
Can a trucker carry a gun in any state? Because some states are.
No, that's now you see, we're first off, let's start with the federal law.
Right.
There's no federal law that, and because really truck drivers are federally mandated because we cross state lines. Anytime anything crosses state lines, it becomes federal. And so we cross state lines. So we're regulated by the feds.
Right.
Okay. The Department of Transportation, all that stuff. And literally we have, I think it's like 38 states that pretty much recognize, and you know, it could be 35, it could be 42. There's a big number. In fact, you'd be better off naming the states that don't recognize. And of course, it's states like Massachusetts, Maryland, Illinois.
Go figure. New York.
Right. These are, I think New York, it's the city you can't go in.
Right.
But anyways, there are certain states that say you cannot carry a loaded weapon through our state. A concealed carry or walk around with a sidearm. There's like a couple states
well,
now.
That's a real problem for a trucker, because what if he's delivering a load somewhere that he can't bring the gun? I mean, it's like,
well,
what do you do? Leave it at the state line?
No, what you do is, and we have the law. Actually, we have it posted on TalkCDL. And what you have to do is there's a couple things they recommend, putting like the gun in a lockbox and the ammo has to be out of reach. You can't be able to grab both at the same time. They got to be far enough apart. It's the rules.
Yeah, that makes it real easy to defend yourself. Hold on there for a second. I have to load my gun.
Well,
yeah, that's really smart.
Well, it is what it is. These are state rules. And that's why I believe there should be a federal law, which maybe I shouldn't say a federal law, just an agreement across the board that if you can pass a background check, you should be able to carry your gun in any state, anywhere. And there should be no stipulations where you can't go either.
Gun control means hitting your target.
Right.
Hey, yeah, gun control really works. Just ask the mayor of Chicago. It's working well there, isn't it?
Well, again, you know, I'm not here to argue, you know, that argument. That argument's going on pretty strong, man. Look at Ted Nugent and all those guys, the NRA, you know, your left and your right fighting it out. I'm not here.
Motor City Madman.
I'm not here to take sides and you know, pick on either group on that respect. My big thing is for the truckers. Okay. So when this guy on this show, trying to remember the show.
I've tripped out to a Ted Nugent concert.
I believe you. Ted, back in the Wango Tango days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, but anyways, this guy made the statement he doesn't believe truckers should be able, anybody should be able to carry in a commercial vehicle. It's like, what do you base that on? Here's my entire, almost, I shouldn't say my entire, because I always got more to say, but almost my entire point on that statement. You're telling me you don't believe that a man that does not have a criminal background, a criminal past, never been convicted, should not be able to carry in the same way you do, sir, if you want to throw your gun in your holster or in your pants, if you have a carry license, and drive down to the local supermarket and be protected in case something happened. You don't believe a trucker has that same right. I don't understand that argument in any way, Acid. It's kind of got me really ticked off that this guy even made this statement.
Actually, asinine.
It was asinine. I mean, it's like him and two other guys and some chick on a panel just sitting around talking about trucking things. And to be honest with you, I mean, you know, they're almost like Tuxedo wannabes. You know, I'm not trying to put them down or anything like that. But, you know, to even make a statement like that, what did you get around before the show and say, we need somebody to be controversial, so one of you guys have to disagree with us so we can argue? Because in all honesty, if you really know trucking, and this guy's supposedly a trucker, an ex-trucker, whatever, if you know trucking and you don't believe your brothers and sister truckers deserve to be protected just like you do sitting at your home going to the local grocery store, something's wrong with you. What? Why would our rights be any different than the guy down the street if we're all legal to carry? The hell does it matter? Why is there even a debate? Why are we even talking about it? I'm telling you, there's nothing out there that says you can't carry. Here's the problem you got.
That guy's got a dress on. He probably watches The View.
There you go, man. Now you're going to have people that like The View.
I don't care. Yeah, there's a lot of truckers. I'm sure there's a lot of you guys out there that tune into The View every day rather than our show, right?
Do you think that you'll get some hate mail, Johnny Acid?
If I don't, I'll be disappointed.
So, all right. So trucking, or truck drivers, 100%. I mean, you could tell our opinion here. A truck driver is no different. We all need the same rules, the same regulations. But here's where we get the hurdles, Mr. Acid. Number one, like you said, isn't there X amount of states? Well, you also have to know your laws. Ignorance is not bliss. You cannot plead ignorance in the eyes of the law. They will still throw your ass in jail if you get caught in a state that says you cannot be packing.
True.
It's very true. Like, for example, Connecticut. Those boys don't play around up there. I'm not kidding you. Maryland. I think one of the Carolinas. Massachusetts. I mean, Illinois. Like you said, New York City. You pull into one of those states and have a loaded handgun in your truck, I'm telling you, those guys, they sit around getting all excited in their cars alone at night. Those state cops. And look, I like cops. I've got cops in my family. But I could just picture those hard-nosed cops with the mirrored sunglasses. You know, the ones that let the 10 and 14 mile an hour speeders go by. You're just waiting for them big tickets.
Well, in all fairness, I mean, if you have a problem, all you have to do is call the cops. They'll be there within 30 seconds. We know that the response time with the cops is pretty good.
Look, I'm not here to pick on cops. You know what I mean? Because look, I support law enforcement.
By the time they get there, they'll be scraping your corpse out of the truck.
And that's why you're a felon and I'm not, Acid. I support our local law enforcement, but I don't support the ones that are hard-nosed that want to act like a-holes. And I'm telling you, you go into one of those hard-ass states, guarantee you, there's certain things that they love. They love to get their name written on there. I guarantee you, somebody that just did 25, 30 over, man, they love to write that ticket, okay? Maybe a couple pounds of cocaine. They love that. And I'm going to tell you something else, Acid. They love
to pull truckers over.
They love it when somebody gets pulled over and there's an illegal firearm loaded in that car. I'm telling you, you're going to jail.
Best thing you can do, just to play it safe, is to grab it while he's coming up to the truck, just so you can show it to him.
Yes.
You know, so that he won't think that you're trying to do anything. I would put it up to the window and say, look, this is what I have. I don't want you to think that I'm trying to do anything with this, but I just wanted to show you that I absolutely have a loaded handgun in my truck right now.
Or you can stick it under your seat, and when you see him coming up, dive under the seat and reach for it really fast.
That's a great idea.
And they, you know, you'll be going places.
If you survive that, I'll give you the name of my old celly.
Now, and this is very true, though.
Move right in with him.
I mean, we make light of things here on Talk CDL, obviously. But I am in no way, but I am in no way thinking that this is a light subject. There's, you know how many times we post stuff on here, Acid, and like truck drivers will be like, well, I didn't know I could carry a gun. That changes it all, man. I'm getting my carry permit. Guys, I'm going to tell you right now, get your carry permit if you're in a state that allows it. Now, if you're a trucker that lives in Connecticut, you know, I don't know what to tell you. If you're a trucker that lives in Mass or Maryland, I don't know what to tell you.
If you live up there, just take a slingshot with you.
Yeah, take a slingshot with you. Or take a flare gun, that works. Or they say take wasp spray. You know, that shoots 30 feet in a stream. You hit somebody in the eyes with that wasp killer, hornet killer, they ain't going to get near you. But no, I'm serious about this, though. I'd love to hear from people. I'd love to hear everybody's opinions. But I really believe most truck drivers really are, I don't want to say dumb to this, but at one time I was, you know, when I say dumb to it, I mean ignorant to it or not knowledgeable over this, Acid. I really was told 20-some years ago when I was a driver that it was illegal to have a gun in a commercial vehicle.
Name one instance where a truck driver went on a mass shooting spree.
Now, well, there's been serial killer truckers, and we'll have a podcast soon on that because that's going to be a fun one.
Did you say serial killer truckers?
Serial killer truckers. Yes, there are. There's actually, of course, you know, they're in one state today, in another state tomorrow. They're like the hardest killers to catch.
Oh, yeah.
Serial killer truckers. But they're, you know, as far as mass shooting truckers, I mean, there was one that was just posted on Talk CDL that threatened a president not too long ago. There was one that shot another trucker, but there's no truckers.
Wait a minute. You put a video out there of some guy standing by the side of the road shooting at a truck, remember?
That was in Mexico. That's nothing down there. That's like hello to them. They don't care.
Must have been a coyote.
It was a coyote. Uh-huh. Yeah. Those guys are crazy down there, man. You wouldn't drive your truck down there. But no, in all sincerity, I 100% am dumbfounded by this. And I really believe that there's a lot of drivers out there that don't understand the rules, don't understand the law, because it's not really that clear. But I'm telling you, 100%, it does not state you cannot have one. Because why? Because if you have a legal carry permit and the guy in the four-wheeler is allowed to go across state line, what's the difference? What is the difference, Acid? Now, the other difference is your company. Some of these trucking companies actually have rules, okay, that you're not allowed to have any firearms in the truck.
Yeah, it's like you can't take one into the bank. I found that out, too. I'm just kidding. Well, I'm not a bank robber. Yes. Just kidding.
No, but seriously, like some trucking... And so, if you guys are...
What percentage of trucking companies don't allow guns?
I don't even know. I really...
We should probably figure that out.
We should do a survey. You know, what trucking companies do allow and what trucking companies... In fact, Acid, I want you calling trucking companies tomorrow. We are going to report back to our listeners about trucking companies that do and do not allow carry weapons in the truck. I'm telling you, we're going to do it.
What about truck stops too?
Truck stops. A truck stop is a public place. Unless posted, you know, no firearms. And you know what? One of the things, if you look on some of the glass windows when you're walking in, some places do say no this, no that, no shoes, no shirt, you know, all that crap. Who reads them rules?
No one.
I don't.
Nah.
No. But I'm just saying, you got to know your company rules, and we're going to do a survey for you guys. Obviously, we're not going to do it on Talk CDL because I don't know that any trucking company will voluntarily say anything because they're afraid truckers won't come. So we will anonymously be calling trucking companies. If you're a trucking company and somebody asks about the gun laws at your company, it could be Johnny Acid.
Hey, when
Acid,
you
Acid,
when,
Acid.
Whenever you were recruiting, was that one of the big questions you had, whether you could carry a gun or not?
Never. One or two people.
Really?
No, hardly ever. But you know what? I think it's becoming more and more of a thing now, though. I believe, I'll bet you trucking companies are getting asked that more and more today.
It's because it's crazy out there. That's why.
Nah, you know what it is? It's the big, bad internet. That's the only thing that scares everybody. 100%. People are no different today than they were 50 years ago, 100 years ago. They were perverts. They were murderers. They were doing everything they do today. I'm telling you right now. It really is. And they complained just as much as they did that back then as they do it today.
You know, some of the people are really crazy out there. Like, my wife is nuts. You know why? Among other reasons.
Yeah, but go ahead.
Okay. You remember that shooting that happened in, like, a movie theater?
Yeah, the one in Colorado.
Yeah. She won't go to the movies with me now. She's afraid we're going to get shot.
Yeah. And,
isn't that crazy?
Yeah, she's got, you know, the kind of personality you might want to...
Now, you might think I'm going off the rails here, but you had just mentioned how the media affects everyone. And that a lot of people are really afraid to go places. Now they're a lot of people are afraid to go to church. Our pastor said, pack, bring it with you. Bring it in.
Yeah. Well, that's Johnny Acid. Did you stand up and tell him that you ain't allowed to own a gun?
He already knows.
Yeah, he knows. He knows Johnny Acid. I
had to confess.
All right. All right. Well, look, if you guys out there know anything that we don't, which is probably a lot, because I've got Johnny Acid with me. He knows nothing. All right. But if there is somebody out there that can even shine the light better, maybe even an expert, I would love to bring a law enforcement, maybe none of them will like us now after Johnny Acid, maybe somebody really an authoritative figure out there. If you're out there and you're listening to this podcast, get a hold of us. Get a hold of us through facebook.com/talkcdl. That's how everybody gets a hold of us. Please. People are like at almost 280,000 there.
Please don't bring a law enforcement officer or a Fed in here. They make me a little nervous.
Right. Okay. So anyways, we're going to try to get maybe an ex-law enforcement guy in here, one that can't arrest Acid. And we would love to put him on the mic. We would love to put him on the mic, though, Johnny. That, yeah. You know what would be so cool?
So funny.
To put one of these guys on the mic and even, you know, we're going to be starting to call in soon.
Right.
Oh, and by the way, out there, since we're wrapping this up, we're going to be starting call-ins. We are, believe it or not, in the midst of looking into big CB base CBs, so we can have the CB on the show with the drivers out there on I-75 here in Florida, and we're going to have the live call-ins. And please don't stop sending us your videos. Did you see that video this week of that guy sent in from Norway? A girl got off the bus and ran right out in front of a truck trailer.
Oh yeah, that was.
They had the auto braking system. You could tell that truck just bared down and just stopped in time. Man, that was insane.
That was visceral. It was surreal.
It was literally my heart went through my throat almost because of watching that poor kid almost get squished. But anyways, if you're law enforcement and you promise not to arrest Acid for anything, no pat downs, no nothing, you come on the show and
want it in writing.
And yes, we would need a contract. Well, actually, Acid, it's not really that big of a deal anyways.
Why is that?
You'd be out of here.
Yeah, go on vacation again.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't think they'd send me to Club Fed this time.
Listen, let's wrap this up. I'm serious, okay? Call us if you got any more opinions about this. I'm sure this isn't the last episode we'll be talking about truckers packing. I mean it sincerely. We are 100% all pro gun carrying talk show here, and I'm going to tell you why. It should be no different for the man that is in a big truck versus the man in a car. No different. If you're legal to go, if one guy's legal to go somewhere, then the other guy or gal should be legal to go somewhere. It's just that simple. Nothing even to add to that. Acid, you got any advice?
Yeah. I would say, since most truckers like to pack, I would think pack, number one. Number two, any of you guys out there who disagree with us, give me your address so I can send you a dress.
All right. Hey, I'll tell you what, my advice, read. Look at your local laws. Look at your state laws. I'll obviously talk to your company. You know, it's a lot of guys just don't even bother asking their company. They figure I'm legal. I don't need to ask. You know, that's up to them.
Would you?
Would I ask? You know what? I'll tell you what. This is just being me being honest. I'm not going to give my advice what I would do because I may give advice that is not the best for everybody to follow. And I wouldn't want to get anybody in trouble. So I'm going to just say that I pray a lot for protection. And you know what? I also am smart about protection. So it is what it is. You know, I don't want to walk around paranoid thinking I have to be, you know, carrying an arsenal around or anything like that. But at the same time, you know, that church shooting that just happened a week ago, Acid, be honest with you. Who the heck would have thought in the middle of nowhere, Texas, some guy's going to walk in with an AR-15 and start wasting people? I mean, come on, that's just freaking nuts. I think there was another one in California today. I mean, I'm not saying...
Classic example of why people should pack. Look at that neighbor. He took that guy down, man.
Hey, you guys want to see something really cool? Go on the internet and search old man shoots robbers in internet cafe. Just make sure internet cafe is in there. It happened in Ocala, Florida a couple of years ago. These two dudes walk in. I think they walk in with masks on and they have their guns drawn and they're going to rob the place. And this dude, he's like 70, 75 years old. No fear. And when you're that old, why would you have fear? He gets up, draws his pistol out, and just proceeds to start. He doesn't warn. He starts pulling the trigger and just shooting these guys. He literally shoots them. They get away. They're shot. And of course, they get caught because they were shot. And, you know, they're in prison now. And he was a hero. And you know why? Because he was a citizen with a legal carry permit in his wallet along with a loaded pistol. And, you know, to be honest with you, Johnny Acid, my opinion, and some people out there may think I'm an idiot for this opinion, but I believe that if everybody packed a sidearm, you know, Switzerland is a perfect example of a country where everybody has to own a gun, okay? Their crime is very low. I believe if everybody in this country was made to carry a sidearm, that's legal to do.
Everybody packs in Switzerland? I didn't know that.
Yeah, read the rules. Or it's some kind of rule where they have to join the military for so long and own a gun and take a course, but their crime rate is very low in that country. Check it out and tell me if I'm wrong. But here's the other thing. If everybody, how much thinking, how many bank robbers would be out there, or how many dime store, I don't even know what that is. how many convenience store robbers would there be if you walked in to rob a place and 15 people in line all had a 44 Magnum on their side? How many guys would have the nuts to do that, Johnny Acid?
Probably not many.
I
there'd be a few idiots out there.
I believe that, yeah. It's not going to prevent all crime, but come on, man. I mean, think about it. You go out, you go into a place, and there's like 10 guys in line. They're all packing 44 mags and 45 Colts and all this other stuff on their side, and you're going to hold your gun and point it at people? Believe me, somebody's going to come walk around a corner, and your back of your head's going to get blown away. That's what I believe, and I believe that if you wanted to deter crime for real, arm everybody, and I guarantee you, a lot of the violent crimes would go away. It really would.
Make it the Wild West.
You know, the Wild West wasn't as wild as people like to think, but I'm just telling you, it would deter. That's my opinion. You'll get everybody going, oh, I see statistics that don't do that. But that's bull. I don't believe that for a second. Anyways, I'm rattling on here. Johnny, let's get that survey in the next couple of weeks. We'll come back on and we're going to read that survey. And I'm going to read to you the trucking companies that do and do not allow firearms in their trucks.
Good luck trying to find that information.
It's not that hard. Just call them up and pretend you're a driver and just say, hey, I'm a driver. Before we go any further, do you allow your drivers to carry legally in the truck?
Yeah, do you?
Yes or no. I mean, if they say yes, we mark them yes. If they say no, we mark them no.
Okay, because I have a fully automatic weapon with a bump stock. Can I bring that in my truck?
Yes or no. That's all we need to know. If you have that. All right.
They'll trace the call.
Yeah, to Johnny Acid. All right, guys, gals, talk CDL. Peace. We're out. Praise God.
Ah.